This is Twit.
Breaking news. Get the Nyan cat.
We have the date for the big unveil of the next Windows.
What? What do you mean the next
June
Windows? What does that mean? June 24th. You're not talking about 21H1.
No.
That's out. It's done.
I'm also not talking about 21H2 either.
What are you talking about? Windows 11?
Yeah, maybe. Or
really?
Just plain Windows or whatever they call
it. May rename it? Is this the Sun Valley, the rumored Sun Valley?
Yes.
So how is this going to change? What is this going to mean?
Okay, so the invites went out today. It's going to be a virtual event open to the public on June 24th.
Okay.
They just say on the website and in the invitation, what did Panos actually say? Because Panos also tweeted it. He said, looking forward to June 24th. I hope you'll join us at Microsoft event. And then the URL for the event has Windows event in it. So he doesn't say like next version of Windows 10. And if you go to Panos's tweet, which is actually an animation, you see the sun passing through
a valley.
It's like the sun shadow moving slowly. Get it, sun. And some people also think it's showing an 11 in the reflection from the window.
That's wild.
Really?
But yeah.
That
look
would
at
be
it.
A
look,
big
look
story.
Look at it closely.
Really?
Look at it closely. Really?
All right.
Really.
So I'm going to pull up this.
Call up Panos's tweet.
Panos, or the tweet or the page?
The tweet. No, look at the tweet because that's where the little hint is.
Twitter.
Do you think the two windows, it becomes an 11?
That's what some people are saying. I'm not saying I think that.
I mean, it does sort of do away with the middle, what do you call that thing in the middle of the window there? It's a slant or whatever.
It's time they got rid of the pain. Oh, maybe that's maybe that's what the slogan's going to be. Get rid of the pain.
Oh, nice.
That's way too clever for Microsoft, Leo. But
it is. It is kind of clever. Yeah.
Oh, I see. The sun's moving.
See how the sun is moving? That to me is Sun Valley, right? So we think the next Windows has the Sun Valley UI refresh. We think it has a new store. We think it has new touch controls to make it more touch friendly. Those are what we've kind of heard as leaks.
And right? So the what's going through the. Yeah, you know, that is actually not what you would see if there were sun shining through this plus sign. You would see a plus sign. So the fact that it doesn't have the crossbar, and it does really look like 11, I'm gonna go with that as Windows 11.
Yeah.
Which
it looks like the Twin Towers to me, but that has nothing to do with anything.
I was thinking the same thing.
That wouldn't be a good memory. That would not be a good memory.
Right.
No,
that's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm thinking it means I think they are going to call it Windows something. Some people think just plain Windows. Some people think Windows 11. We even have a guess for Windows 10X from our friend Taro because he said, "Hey, they just killed 10X. They could use that name, right?"
They have to have a brand for the public, and of course, they have to continue versioning somehow, right? So,
right.
I wish they would just go Windows, and it could be version 11. You know, who cares? 11 point whatever, but. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I bet they don't.
I know. You don't? Really?
No. I think it's too generic.
You think they're going to call it 21H? Oh, you don't think they're going to call it 21H2, though, right? This is much bigger.
No, that's just a version name. I mean, I think it's either going to be Windows 10 still or Windows 11 is my guess, you know?
Yeah.
I wish they would just call it Windows.
Yeah, that would be probably the right thing to do. But then they couldn't do Windows 12.
Sure.
Yeah.
They probably want to preserve that possibility.
They did say Windows 10 was the last version of Windows.
Yeah, that's what's bugging me a little.
They say that.
And I'm bugging out.
But you know what, though? The world changed a little there. And they could make this argument that because of this work from home thing that we believe is the new normal and Windows is so important again, you know, we're just following the trends.
They should never have. I mean, it was foolish to say the last version of Windows.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
It's like saying, you know, I'm going on a diet and I'll never be fat again.
usually when you say something's the last one, you're done. Like, you know, IBM has completed the production of the IBM PC Junior.
Yeah, that's
you know.
It. It's over.
Doesn't mean there's going to be a PC Junior 2 next year. It means we're done.
I think they have to call it something new, right? Like, they want to make it a big deal. They want to show it's different in look, feel, and operation from Windows 10. They want to make a distinction, right? So they can't call it Windows 10 something. I feel like they got to call it a different number or just Windows, but I think that just Windows complicates a lot of things.
Who are they trying to excite here? You know, I'm excited. No, I mean,
Who are you trying to excite here?
Guys, look at your Twitter and look at your Discord.
Also look at what that is compared to the normal world. I mean,
I know.
This is a small audience, relatively speaking, who will be excited by this. I mean, you know, I know there are 1.3 billion, whatever the number is. But.
So my other thing that I put into my post, I really think this is a hat tip to OEMs also. OEMs want Microsoft to come out with something where they can put on the box, you need this new PC because it really runs Windows 11 really well, right? Like, they want to give them a way to sell new hardware, right?
Okay.
They're trying to help them, I feel like. And
I just don't think there's an audience out there waiting for this. Like, you know, I wasn't really going to buy another Windows PC, but this sounds really exciting.
I know.
I just don't know. I don't know.
Yeah. No, here's another.
I can't wait to see it. I'm pumped for it, you know, not to steal his phrase.
Pumped?
But
did you just say pumped?
I know, I can't.
Who are you, Panos Panay?
No. No, I am not.
Yeah.